Youth, age,
vital.
This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Youth, age, vital. So many times we say we'd like to be young. We'd like to have the vitality of youth. We'd like to have the dynamics of youth. We like to have all that energy of youth. Yes, that is a special time in life, that's for sure. All the energy of youth. That would be a lovely thing to carry every moment of our life. That'd be a lovely thing to experience every moment of our life. However, we do make problems for ourselves. This is Dr. Herbert O'Reilly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. The problems that we make for ourselves with youth, age, and being vital is that from the very beginning of our youthfulness, our age parents, who are 23 and 25 and 28 and 30 and what have you, our aged parents tell us that we need to have more rest. We need to have more time to relax. We need to have more sleep. We have to have 8 hours of sleep at least. Now, this is not bad, but the way it's said is the way that limits us. Parents like to lay down and take a nap after lunch for about a 10-minute nap or half-hour nap, and they feel all revitalized for the day. And children like to lie down and take a nap after playing hard, and then after 10 minutes, half hour, they're up and at them again with all the vitality and all the Vimberg and whatever that makes vinegar sparkling and tough. Now, attitude is what ages us. Attitude is what takes away our vitality, makes us appear to be what we call age. Young people have the attitude of living dynamically, living fully, vitally, with all the energy they can muster, and they just go for it. And then, when they're tired, they relax, and they don't think, I'm getting old, I'm relaxing, I'm 5 years old now, and I have to relax more than I did when I was two, you know. Well, now, they don't even think those thoughts, and sometimes adults think those thoughts, and when the adults think those thoughts, they put that into what is called race consciousness, and that race consciousness is in everybody's mind and heart as long as they choose to have it be there. Now, what is it that would be exciting for you and for me? What would be exciting for us to experience? Would it be exciting for us to experience the vitality of youth? Would it be exciting for us to experience the vitality of people who are older, who have vitality? And lots of people do, you know. Lots of people who are over 30 have a lot of vitality. Over 50, over 60, over 70, over 80, over 90. A lot of people who live into their hundreds have vitality because that is their attitude. Certainly not their age. And their bodies cooperate with their attitude. And when we have the attitude that we are filled with vitality, filled with life, today on the market is every age and every period of time on the market. They want vitality syrup. They want the energy of life, the elixir of life. And they want to give you a pill to give you more energy. They want to give you a pill to give you more vitality. They want to give you a pill to give you that youthful attitude about yourself. But the youthful attitude, I assure you, it does not come from a pill. And it does not, if you think it came from a pill, which is an attitude, then you have to sustain it with a pill by continually taking the pill. But the real pill that we want to take, and it's a very fine, wonderful pill, it's available at every mental store in the universe. And that pill is that I like me. I am full of life and full of vitality, full of dynamics, full of vim, vigor, and vitality. I like me. I am pure energy. Oh, my goodness. Yes, we can say, I am pure energy, and be pure energy. We can say, I am pure energy, and live in that consciousness of energy if we wish. But for us to live in that consciousness of energy means that it's up to us to make the choice. We can make the choice of race consciousness. We can make the choice of what conditions have been. Now, you're an older person. You more need a little more relaxation, a little more peace. You have to take these pills and those pills. Well, you know, if a dynamic being ever had the opportunity to work with elder people and taught them, even at their old age, that they are vital, dynamic, and alive, vital, dynamic, alive, vital, dynamic, alive, vital, dynamic, alive, pure energy, pure energy, pure energy. But Herb, those are just words. Yes, that's right, those are just words. 2 times 2 is 4, 2 times 2 is 4. Those are just words too, but that's the principle of mathematics. I'm filled with energy. I am vital, dynamic, alive, pure energy. I'm vital, dynamic, alive. That's just the principle. The principle of life is I am vital, dynamic, alive, pure energy. I'm bubbling over with enthusiasm. I'm vital, dynamic, alive, pure energy, bubbling over with enthusiasm. And that's what we are. Vital, dynamic, alive, pure energy, bubbling over with enthusiasm. You know, Rex has just walked up to me here at the Om Path where I'm giving this meditation talk. And he has just come back from a chase around me, which is maybe a good mile, zip here, zip there, zip here, up, down, everywhere. And he's panting and he's tired a little bit, but he doesn't stop. When he gets back, he'll lay down and he'll take a nap. And he'll relax and he'll say, wow, do I feel good. He does. Of course, he's 2.5 years old. He shouldn't feel old. But a dog, 14, 16 years old, 17, is still a teenage, you know. But he's vital, dynamic, alive. Not because he is a young dog, but because he has that attitude. I was in the pet shop the other day, a little schnauzer, and I was just jumping all over the place, just vital, dynamic, alive, more than most other dogs. And he was just going at it, and it turned out it was a she. How about that? And then it turned out that she's 11 years old. Times 7, 77 years old, or whatever it comes to. So, dynamic, vital, alive. What a fantastic, wonderful dog at that age, just bouncing around and bubbling around and just having a good time, jumping up at the clerk and saying, you know, I was in here the other day and you gave me a cookie. How about one today? And the clerk said, well, okay, feisty, we gave you a haircut the other day, and you didn't really care about a haircut, and you were kind of not happy about it, because you felt that hair you had was yours, and you wanted to keep it. And vital, dynamic, alive. Sure, those are pets. Sure, those are dogs. And sure, we can talk about children that way. But can we talk about adults that way? Sure. Sure. And just think how stupid it is that we don't believe that. You say to someone, oh, hey, we're going to go and visit the zoo, or we're going to go to the Disneyland, or we're going to go on a trip, or we're going to do something exciting, and wow, yes, and hey, wow, we're going to go to the theater, and we're going to go dancing, and do all these things. But I'm 77 years old, I'm 80 years old, I'm 85. What? Hey, did I say that to you? We have our Dorothea Zimmerman, who is 89, and she'd be out dancing every minute if she could. She just is a vital, dynamic, alive being, and her life was filled with all sorts of exciting experiences that would have been enough to topple any normal human being, but not Dorothea. She is a master of herself and a master of life. And I've met many others who are like that. Our dear Charles Fillmore of Unity fame, he was like that. He was late into his 90s, and he was talking about the zip of living, the vitality of living, always and doing it. Oh, he may have gone a little slower, but he was just a little slower, and you should have seen his high gear. Wow. Many others, too, are like that, because they say, I am vital, dynamic, alive, pure energy. I'm vital, dynamic, alive, pure energy. I'm vital, dynamic, alive, pure energy. I'm vital, dynamic, alive, pure energy. Say that for yourself and be it. Yes, indeed, be it. And let your voice experience who you are. Let people hear your voice and say, my God, of course you're vital, dynamic, and alive. You're 25. Of course you're vital, dynamic, and alive. You're 30. You're 18. You're whatever. And I say, that's right. That's right. That's the way I feel in my life. That's the way I feel in my attitude. Vital, dynamic, alive. Pure energy. Now, how about you? How about you? Do you want to be that way today, tomorrow, and eternally? All time is now. Do you want to be that way? If you do, just say, I'm vital, dynamic, alive, pure energy, and be it, and live it. You say, well, Herb, you gave a talk on this the other day. You bet. And I'm going to give talks on this quite often, because being vital, dynamic, and alive is very important for all of us. It's very important, because as we are vital, dynamic, alive, we are whole and perfect. We live in our whole and perfect body. We live in our illumined mind. We live in our spiritually enjoyable life. We are surrounded by harmonious people, harmonious beings, harmonious circumstances, everything. I'm vital, dynamic, alive. What a wonderful way to live. Join with me today in this chant of reality. Claim it, enjoy it, be it. And I tell you, it's a wonderful day. Yes, it is. As I told you, I'm sitting here on the Om bench, overlooking our 104 acres here in Campbell, the beautiful live oak trees all around. And I look to my right and I see subdivisions and houses going in, and I see our property. And I see the valley, our valley, and how lovely it is. And I give thanks every day for my magnificent talent in creating such a beautiful experience for me to live the days of my life for the next 100 years, 1,000 years, 1,000,000 years, all today in the now. Join with me thinking these thoughts wherever you are, whatever you may be doing, whoever you may be with, because as I wrote to one of our students in New Zealand, and I said that the temperature is 85 in the evening as I went to bed, and she wrote back immediately and she said, you do live in paradise, and she is so right. Join me in paradise, in your own mental world, in your own physical world, in your own paradisio world. I love you. I love you. I love you.